And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Here's something important to remember about HB 2 when you hear all the talk from Governor Pat McCrory and other supporters of the discriminatory law. It goes far beyond bathrooms. It creates a statewide non-discrimination standard that not only doesn't guarantee protections for LGBT people, it includes the term biological sex. Federal courts and the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission have interpreted sex to include sexual orientation and gender identity. So McCrory's law goes out of its way to make sure LGBT people in North Carolina are not protected from discrimination. That's why the NBA is moving the All-Star Game out of Charlotte, and that's why 68 corporations, including Red Hat, Apple, and Google, recently signed on to a lawsuit challenging the law. It is really not about bathrooms. It's about LGBT people having the same rights as everybody else, protections from being fired or denied services simply because they are gay or bisexual or transgender. Governor McCrory may not want to talk about it, but he signed into law legislation that allows restaurants and hotels and taxis to refuse to serve gay people. And saddest of all, he continues to defend it. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.